I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Cuban capital, Havana, now has its very first English-language bookstore. Cuba Libro opened its doors to customers last week. Connor Gorey is a journalist and New York City native who came up with the idea for Cuba's first English-language bookstore. She's been living in and reporting from Cuba since 2002. So, Connor, you're American. You opened an English-language bookstore in Havana. Were you surprised this idea even took off?
The demand hasn't really surprised me because I've been living here since 2002 and reporting as a journalist, as you said. And I've seen that lots of people come here and they're looking for books to read on their vacation and they don't have access to books here. There are English books available, but they're mostly historical or political. And also Cubans are gobbling up English books, English classes. There's a big push to learn English here amongst the local populace. And so we're extraordinarily pleased with the enthusiasm and all the energy that has been generated by Cuba Libro and all the people that are coming in to have coffee and converse and buy books and magazines and just read and in a nice garden atmosphere.
Right. So you can get coffee there as well. So tell us about Cuba Libro. Where is it in Havana? Describe it.
It's on a very loud corner. I don't know if you can hear the trucks going by, but it's on the corner of Calle 24 and Calle 19 in the Vedado district. And any of your listeners that know Havana know that Vedado is the hot spot. It's where the nightlife is really happening. It's where a lot of the private restaurants are located and music clubs. And it's a leafy residential district. And we have a wonderful corner spot with hammocks and towering trees. We've got a palm tree. We've got a huge almond tree, which drops almond bombs every once in a while. And so it's a really great location.
You must have faced some challenges making this happen. I mean, as an American, you can't own a private business in Cuba. How are you working that out?
That's correct. I've been married to my Cuban husband since 2002, and it's his family that owns the place. The idea was mine, but we, you know, in the spirit of teaming up, you know, between U.S. and Cuban, because, you know, there's so much polarization around U.S. and Cuba, and my experience has been, you know, being married to a Cuban and having a Cuban family that, you know, we can build bridges, and we don't need to engage in these divisions and things. And Cuba Libro is a result of that. And once the 2011 economic opening really started to take hold, it began in 2010 with national debates here, and then economic reforms began to roll out, and they're still rolling out. It became possible for Cubans to own private small businesses like Cuba Libro. And so the idea was mine, and the business is theirs, and we teamed up and are bringing, you know, Yankee pluck and, you know, market savvy, quote unquote. I'm not all that savvy. And Cuban ingenuity and humor and creativity together to create a different kind of space in Havana.
What about the restrictions on the U.S. side? Is it difficult to get books from here in the U.S. to your bookstore in Havana?
That is very complicated, and it's, you know, it always takes two to tango. And generally, you know, people are responding to our donation requests because all of the books are donated. All of the books are secondhand. From the United States, it's difficult because postage service between the United States and Cuba hasn't been normalized yet. It's been ongoing negotiations for decades about that. I have a post office box here in Havana, so that's one way that we're trying to see if people can send boxes of books here. And the other way is just people bringing them in their suitcases. The one thing is that we don't accept all books. We have a Connor filter. I'm the Connor filter. I believe that life is too short for bad books. And so I am the last word, and I will, you know, not sell a book if I don't think it's appropriate for Cuba Libro. But the donation angle of it, luckily there are a lot of expats here. There's the diplomatic community. There's the business community. So there are more foreigners living here than people might realize. And so we're going to slowly but surely start getting the word out that we're accepting donations. And already donations are coming in, which is very encouraging.
So it must be a pretty eclectic collection of books for sale at Cuba Libro. Give us a few of the titles.
A few of the titles. Okay, well, some of my favorites. We Catch 22 by Heller. That sold the first day. It got snapped up. I'm a big Barbara Kingsolver fan. La Lacuna, I think it's her latest book we have here. The Cubans are really interested in politics and philosophy and history. Another one, Joseph Stiglitz, Free Fall. This kind of nonfiction book is really popular here.
You know, it feels like you are a Cuba supporter. I don't think you'd deny that. Do you feel like you're able, being married to a Cuban, opening this bookstore in Havana, that you're kind of able on a freelance basis to negotiate the relationship between the U.S. and Cuba on your own terms?
Well, that's the thing. The important thing, Marco, is that it's on my own terms. One of the greatest pieces of feedback that I continually get on my writing is that here is someone who is writing with a balanced view. I'm not in agreement with many of the policies on the U.S. end, for sure, and there have been mistakes on the Cuban end, for sure, that no society is perfect. And so I think one of the tools that I have and one of the strengths that I have is that I'm able to keep above the politics of it all. Here we're talking about books. We're talking about literature. We're talking about having a healthy green space for people to share a conversation, and it doesn't have to involve politics.
Connor Gorey, journalist and the brains behind Cuba's first English language bookstore, Cuba Libro. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks, Marco.